Welcome to today's lesson, everyone. I'm Brian.
And I'm Christopher.
Today we're going to be looking at a lot of different fun facts. Some of them are about animals, another one is about outer space, and two of them are about how human beings interact with each other.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. I love outer space.
Really?
So that's probably the fun fact I'm most looking forward to.
Well, that one's kind of interesting. It's about, you know, what something you can't do in, or you shouldn't do in space if you are an astronaut.
Cook a hamburger.
You can do that, I think, kind of. Not really.
We haven't gone to space yet. We could, after this introduction, go to outer space and then come back and teach the lesson.
Right, and we can find out what it is that we're not supposed to do while we are in outer space.
Okay, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back after exploring outer space, and we'll teach you the fun facts.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. We breathe and smell through our noses and mouths, yet butterflies are completely different. Do you know how they're different? A. They breathe with their feet and taste with their wings. B. They breathe once a day and cannot taste food at all. C. They breathe with their bodies and taste with their feet. You're a real study bug if you chose C. Butterflies don't have noses or lungs, but instead breathe through holes along their bodies. What's more, they taste with the bottoms of their feet. This way, when they land on a leaf, they'll know whether it's good to lay eggs there or not. 2. Astronauts face many challenges while in space, but they should avoid crying, no matter what happens. Do you know why? A. Because there's no gravity in space. B. Because they're not allowed to cry. C. Because there's no water in space. You're out of this world if you guessed A. Like all people, astronauts occasionally cry. But without gravity, their tears don't roll down their cheeks. Instead, tears clump up around their eyelids and can even sting. In some cases, this can make astronauts blinded by their own tears.
Day one of our article begins with, "We breathe and smell through our noses and mouths. Yet butterflies are completely different." Do you know how they're different, Chris?
I can take a guess. I think I know one of the things that makes them different. But mm-hmm. I don't want to say it because I'm afraid that I'll give it away.
Okay.
But I don't know how they breathe. My guess would be, I'm assuming not through their mouth, because mm-hmm. that's how we do it. So mm-hmm. maybe they breathe through their, like, wings, like when they flap the wings. Maybe that helps them breathe. Maybe those are like the lungs that's pumping air into their body.
Well, let's see. Here are the three choices.
Okay.
A. They breathe with their feet and taste with their wings. B. They breathe once a day and cannot taste food at all. Or C. They breathe with their bodies and taste with their feet.
Okay, so we have breathe with their feet and taste with their wings.
Taste with their wings.
I don't think that's it.
Okay.
B is they breathe once a day and cannot taste food at all. You know, breathing only once a day seems pretty difficult, even for something small mm-hmm. like that. And C, they breathe through their bodies and taste with their feet.
Well, maybe. B.
Maybe. It's or C.
Let's see what the article says.
Okay.
It says, you're a real study bug if you chose C. Wait, what's a study bug?
A study bug? It's a person who has, like, the bug. You know, when you get the bug, it means that you have the urge or desire to do something. So I'm assuming that if you're a study bug, you like to learn a lot of information. You like to study.
Okay. So bug is kind of like a disease, too. We can say it's like a cold.
Yeah.
You caught a bug, so now you have, like, this studying disease or something bug. Okay, so you are a study bug. According to the article, butterflies don't have noses or lungs, but instead breathe through holes along their bodies. Now, lungs, L-U-N-G-S, are organs in our chest, right here, where air goes in. And butterflies don't have those.
No, they don't. But they do have wings, which are spelled W-I-N-G-S, wings, and those are the kind of, they're appendages. Think of them as arms, but not quite, and they allow you to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, though. Penguins have wings, but they cannot fly with them.
Right, and chickens have wings, but they don't really fly very well.
No, airplanes have wings, and they fly very far.
Okay.
So those are the different types of wings that we know of.
So butterflies have wings, but they breathe with their bodies.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the article continues and tells us more. It says, what's more, they taste with the bottoms of their feet. This way, when they land on a leaf, they know whether it's good to lay eggs there or not.
Okay.
So I'm imagining if the butterfly lands on a leaf and it's tasting it, what do you think, what kind of properties or what kind of characteristics is it looking for in this
I think the leaf should be fresh.
Okay.
Shouldn't be old, you know, it shouldn't be too new.
Probably shouldn't have any holes in it from other bugs eating it.
Right, maybe they could get sick, or other bugs could come and then eat their babies or something if they're not careful. So they want a leaf that's fresh and, you know, untouched by other insects.
That sounds crazy. All right, let's move on to our next fact. Astronauts face many challenges while in space.
That's true.
Okay, but they should avoid crying no matter what happens. Do you know why?
Is it because they don't look, you know, tough or strong if they cry? Is that, like, not manly enough for male astronauts?
Well, these are our options. A, because there's no gravity in space. So gravity is what kind of keeps everything to the ground, keeps people on Earth on their feet at almost all times.
Okay.
B, because they're not allowed to cry.
Probably that.
You're like, there's a rule.
There's a
like,
law.
You are an astronaut. Rule two,
no
don't
crying.
Cry.
There's no crying in space.
Yeah, no crying in space. Mm-hmm. And then option C, because there's no water in space.
Well, there is no water in space, but the tears will still come out.
Right.
Right. So, and there's no gravity in space. I don't know. What's the answer?
Well, you're out of this world if you guessed A.
Out of this world?
Yes.
Say, I think that's our shortcut for you for today. So why don't we check that out and we will see you back here in a bit.
Shortcut for you.
How was the concert last night, Pat?
Oh, it was out of this world.
Oh, you mean there were aliens and spaceships?
Not quite. Out of this world means amazing, wonderful, or extraordinary.
I understand. Out of this world means 举世无双.
You've got it. Out of this world means extraordinary, rather than an extraterrestrial.
Extra what?
An extraterrestrial, or E.T. for short.
I love the film. It's out of this world.
It sure was.
Welcome back, everyone. When we left off, we were talking about why astronauts shouldn't cry in space. Now, why is that?
Like all people, astronauts occasionally cry, But without gravity, their tears don't roll down their cheeks.
Okay, so it was about gravity. There's no gravity in space, so the tears don't go down their cheeks. But what does it mean when we say occasionally?
Okay, occasionally is an adverb. That means something happens sometimes.
Okay, so we could say, I occasionally eat waffles for breakfast, but I don't do it every day.
Right.
Just sometimes.
Yeah, so occasionally you enjoy waffles for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally I don't have coffee after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So not always, but sometimes most of the time I do have coffee, but occasionally I skip the second coffee.
Okay. So, and it also said that the tears, because there's no gravity, the tears won't roll down their cheeks.
Right.
And cheeks are these things on our faces.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe you have a grandma that likes to pinch your cheeks or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
So everyone has these. So the tears don't go down.
Right.
And that's because, well, the article says, instead, tears clump up around their eyelids and can even sting.
Ooh, sting.
Right.
So Sting, spelled S-T-I-N-G, isn't the musician Sting, but sting means to cause pain. It would hurt. So if something stings, it hurts. And it's not quite as severe as, say, like breaking your arm. That wouldn't sting.
No.
That would...
It's a little sharp pain.
Yeah.
Or
like
burning.
Like maybe if a spider bites you, or maybe an ant that has like a sharp bite, that might sting. So it's a little pain, enough for you to notice, but not enough for you to scream.
Hmm. And it says that's because the tears clump up, which means they stay there, like in a big ball, in the eyes, and so the water doesn't go away from the tears. It just stays right here, and I guess that would be annoying. It stings them.
Ah.
It's probably because of all the salt in the tears.
Yeah.
It starts to burn your eyes.
I would agree. Right. Mm. Now, according to the article, in some cases, this can make astronauts blinded by their own tears.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
pretty scary.
And yeah, that's not, you don't want to be blind in space. There's lots of buttons and controls and things.
Right.
You know, you don't want to.
When you're up there in space, you're constantly doing research.
Yeah.
And so your job is to make sure that you can operate the machines that you're around. So you need to see to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any blind astronauts.
No.
That have gone to the... At least, there might be some.
Not that I know of.
But there's not any that have ever been at the ISS, the International Space Station.
No, you have to press all kinds of... It's like trying to fly a plane where you're blind. I mean, there's like a million buttons and stuff. You can't... You need to know where all that stuff is. Quickly, not slowly.
Yeah, like... You wouldn't be able to read the Braille. Braille is the bumps that is a language for people who cannot see.
Okay, so if you want to be an astronaut one day, you need to be tough and you need to try to not cry while you're in space. Or if you do, you know, make sure that you're inside the space station, you can wipe them away.
Yeah, have like a towel.
You're not outside of the ship floating around because then you could be in some trouble.
Right. And if you want to see what it actually looks like to get tears in your eyes while in outer space, you should go to YouTube and look up Chris Hadfield's video about it. He's an astronaut from Canada, and while he was on the International Space Station, he did a lot of videos that he put on YouTube answering commenters, people asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like, what happens if you cry? And in the video, he takes a water bottle and simulates a tear. He just keeps putting water right under his eye, and it gets this big bubble, and it just moves around on his face. It's really cool, and he wipes it away with a towel. So if you're interested in space and learning more about things astronauts can and cannot do, I would check out his videos.
Well, it looks like we've reached the end of our fun facts for day one, but I think we learned some interesting things, and... Don't go anywhere yet, because we still have our For You Chat question coming right up.
For You Chat.
All right, thanks for sticking around, and it's time for our For You Chat question. So
okay.
Here it is. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, and Brian, would you like to travel to outer space? Why or why not?
I think I would go once. I think it would be interesting to see the Earth from outer space. You know, it looks so different. And I think it's cool when you see Earth from outer space, because it's kind of like we have all these daily problems. And when you see it from out there, you're like, you know, maybe they're not so important. Like all these little things that we worry about all day. And then you see the Earth and it's just this big quiet ball. And you don't see any fighting or anything like that from out there. But, you know, since it takes like 5 years to get to at least Mars, and then once you get there, there's nothing there, I don't think I would want to travel to other planets until we get better technology, because I don't want to spend 20 years on the ship waiting to get to some planet, you know, and then there's nothing there.
So you want a faster moving vehicle?
I want a vacation, like a weekend getaway in space.
Okay.
Or like light speed, like in Star Wars, where they just
teleport you maybe almost?
Yeah.
I would agree in most cases with that. I would like to go to outer space to see Earth.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I used to put like a bag over my head. Not quite like a plastic bag, but like a bag
That's
that was
dangerous.
Like see-through, and I could breathe with it on, and I would pretend like I was an astronaut, and I would try to walk like with zero gravity. But yeah, I would just like to, I guess more than anything, see the Earth from a great distance once, and to actually experience zero gravity, which is like when we would be floating. Like if Brian and I were doing this lesson in zero gravity, we would be floating in the air like this, and, you know, nothing would fall.
Right.
And I think that would be really cool.
Things would spin around, and it's kind of like you're in underwater.
Yeah, but I think, though, travel in the future might be easier because they are working on faster, more powerful engines for spacecraft.
Right, and I think within, like, 6 years or something, people are going to be on Mars. There's that program.
Yeah,
by 2020 or something, they're going to be on Mars.
Yeah, I think within the next, like, before 2020, maybe 2023, they'll have people living on Mars. So that should be interesting. So that's all we have for today's fun facts and our For You Chat question. Talk among yourselves about whether you would want to travel in outer space, why or why not. And until next time, I'm Christopher.
And I'm Brian.
Fun facts. 1. We breathe and smell through our noses and mouths. Yet butterflies are completely different. Do you know how they are different? A. They breathe with their feet and taste with their wings. B. They breathe once a day and cannot taste food at all. C. They breathe with their bodies and taste with their feet. You're a real study bug if you chose C. Butterflies don't have noses or lungs, but instead breathe through holes along their bodies. What's more, they taste with the bottoms of their feet. This way, when they land on a leaf, they'll know whether it's good to lay eggs there or not. 2. Astronauts face many challenges while in space. But they should avoid crying, no matter what happens. Do you know why? A. Because there's no gravity in space. B. Because they're not allowed to cry. C. Because there's no water in space. You're out of this world if you guessed A. Like all people, astronauts occasionally cry. But without gravity, their tears don't roll down their cheeks. Instead, tears clump up around their eyelids and can even sting. In some cases, this can make astronauts blinded by their own tears.
Vocabulary Review.
Wing. The bird hurt one of its wings and was unable to fly for some time. Lung. I was coughing because some of my food almost went into my lungs. Occasionally. Stephen occasionally goes hiking, but it's not something he likes to do often. Cheek. The woman hit the man on the cheek after he said something mean to her. Sting. I have a cut on my hand that stings, so I'll put some medicine on it.